Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hello. Welcome to episode 46 of the White Noise Podcast. It's a bit of a tricky one today, because I've got no presenters, because Stephen and Tom have gone looking for Max. I've had to get some dross in. Welcome Ryan and Dave. Ryan, you well?
Yeah, really good, thanks, Ethan. You?
No, I'm worried. I'm obviously worried. I've got none of the main presenters here. So what am I going to do?
Rude.
What do you mean? You know your place, right?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Dave, you all right?
Yeah, living the dream, mate. You know, bit of this, bit of that.
Nice hair.
Cheers, mate. I thought I'd style it up today. Usually I straighten it every day.
Do we have any other chat, lads? Because I'm just a bit worried for this one. Have you got any stories
out
or anything?
Check this out. Dave was making a dinner earlier. I only made too many noodles.
Yeah. Ryan, shut the fuck up, mate.
Thank God.
I don't think anyone's ever said that before, have they?
Oh.
You all right, mate?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah. Oh, come on in. Bloody hell. Oh. Oh, you saved me.
Found him under a bridge.
No way.
No way.
Stuck in a fishing net, didn't I? And no idea.
Love my oysters.
How long he's been
love
there.
My oysters.
He was struggling.
It's annoying because, you know, as I was sort of tangled up in this net,
yeah,
enjoying a lovely fish supper.
Not like you're enjoying yourself.
Well, this, you'd sort of caught me on the arse end of it.
Yeah,
I've eaten my supper. Yeah, I had none left. And somebody walking past was playing the White Noise podcast.
Oh.
And I thought, who's on it this week? Phil Ellis?
Mm.
A lot of chat coming from him. I can hear him.
Mm.
I'm caught up in my net in the middle of the ocean. Mm. And I can hear that. Dulcet tones of Phil Ellis coming over the sea. I can hear Tom.
It's a great episode. Yeah,
it was really,
really
funny,
good,
wasn't
yeah.
it?
It was.
I
was
could
brilliant.
Hear Tom.
Yeah,
really funny. A lot of laughter.
Cheers,
coming
mate.
From you,
you,
mate. Really, honestly, really good.
Well done, Tom.
I could hear Stephen. I thought he's funny. He's always funny, you know.
Yeah,
and I thought
I'm let Stephen know you're here.
I'm sort of missing that a bit. But then I was like, who have they replaced me with? Because there's literally nothing else.
Mm.
Dead air. But then I saw a clip and this fucking was front and centre.
Yeah.
Stealing in my seat.
Hey, I was
doing nothing.
Hey, fair,
nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, I got kicked off.
What are you about?
For you to sit here and do nothing.
You know, I kind of overlooked that, but that Ryan kind of won the battle.
Yeah,
and the Phil episode.
There are comments. There are comments.
Was his first.
There are comments saying that I was a bad friend for not getting Ryan a job.
No.
Imagine that sort of chat at work. everyone that I worked with was like, "Don't let him fucking work here because he's a waste of a person. We need a warm body that's got great." Chat.
No,
yeah.
You've
imagine
clearly,
that on the bar.
You've not watched
hey,
the video.
Hey, would you
back.
Like a drink, sir? That's what you meant to say. Instead, you got Ryan there going.
Should we calm it and try and get through this week?
Yeah. It just really upset me.
I was making Phil laugh constantly last week.
Yeah, because you were the butt of the joke. He called you a racist. You did Nazi salute.
What did you say?
I can't remember.
You said, yeah.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't have said that.
That is funny to be fair. That is funny to be fair.
So are we going to try and move past this? Are we going to try and be friends
again? I just want you
again?
To look down the barrel of the lens and say, Max is actually a really good friend of mine. And all the comments that say he isn't. Are wrong and stupid.
Are there many?
We'll get it
there's
out
a few, yeah.
We'll do this after. Yeah, we'll
I kind of want to be there, though.
Yeah, that's spice fine. You don't need to be.
Right. What episode is 46?
It is, Max.
Hello, welcome to the 46th episode of the White Noise Podcast.
Yeah!
Daddy's back.
Good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
No, do you know what? I did miss you last week. Because we very rarely interrupt this setup, do we?
No, never.
Yeah.
Never.
It's a good duo. A bounce back duo.
Bounce back duo.
Do you know what I mean?
Not like, really, but I'll take
it. It's like, I've got something to say here. Yeah. I'll add on to that.
This week we're joined by David Rees.
Yeah!
Reesey.
And we're a good bounce back duo.
Do you know what I've been watching a lot of? I don't know if you've heard of this, but it's a podcast called Stephen Tries Podcast.
Oh,
season one. I've not heard really any of season one.
Really?
And I've been going through.
Were you there for season one?
No, that was sort of my panto days.
Right, okay.
And it's my Scottish days.
Yeah.
And yeah. Well,
do they know really the internet funny. In Scotland?
No, they do, yeah. Yeah. Okay, I was just so busy, weren't I? Yeah. Busy.
Doing what?
Doing anything.
Didn't have 2 hours a week.
Working hard.
Your mates?
No.
Fair enough.
I was also get jealous.
Yeah.
That wasn't there.
Wasn't there to sit in the corner of the room.
Yeah.
and
observe.
I'd be listening to it thinking, I've got something to say here.
But that's the whole point of enjoying a podcast. I would have said that. That's what I do.
Yeah. So
you've been rewatching season one.
Re-listed. Yeah. Yeah. It's really good.
Great moments.
Proper
Dave,
funny.
Dave, big part of that.
It's like the COVID at the moment.
Any highlights?
I think you said a story recently. Well, you said a story.
You're actually saying to me.
Yeah. But Dave's mate went on holiday and had a pet praying mantis. And then where he was going on holiday, he chucked in a load crickets. Of extra crickets.
Yeah.
And then all the crickets ganged up and ate the praying mantis.
She came back and it was a couple of feet.
Oh,
I
wow.
That's quite amazing.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Loads of crazy stories.
That was my uncle, not my mate. My uncle was my mate. I get along with my uncle. Yeah. Like, we're good friends in that. He's just a bit older.
What, did he just keep the crickets going forward and feed them a mantis?
Yeah, so
he's
like, I'll give him a load of crickets to eat whilst I'm away. But then, all the crickets ganged up on the praying mantis. It was like a pale, you know, them like rare, like white ones.
Oh,
really?
I mean, I know we're kind of sad, but I guess someone had to die.
Exactly.
And it was going to be all them crickets.
There's comedy in death sometimes. And one of the moments.
Yeah.
Mm. Very
catch me at the hospice just having a bit of a giggle.
Yeah.
He needs to be caught.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what made me laugh actually.
It's not cool.
It is cool. I've got my backwards cap on.
Looking the part.
My trousers down past my ass. That's cool, isn't it?
I mean, there's enough of a pause there to stop after trousers. Enough of a natural pause that it seemed like you kind of panicked and tried to cover up what's really going on. Backwards cap on, pants down by his ankle. Just laughing at the care home. At the hospice.
Just free entertainment, isn't it?
I tried to protect you. Say I found you under a bridge.
The hospice under the bridge.
I received a phone call.
He's here again. Yeah. Which one's a hospice? Is that where the old people go and die?
Yeah.
Just anyone.
Anyone,
really,
yeah. Anyone, like, they have different hospices, I imagine. Yeah. You know,
it's not like an age. Yeah. An age limit. Only 45, sorry, mate.
Yeah. You've got to go to the hospice.
Lospice.
Lospice.
That's the one under.
Lower.
Right. Exactly.
Oh,
hospice.
Sorry, what did
Lospice?
You think?
No, I just sounded a bit Spanish, didn't it?
Oh, right.
Lospice.
So what else have you been up to, Ryan?
This week.
Apart from watching and telling us old stories from a podcast.
Just the climbing. Work started to pick up a bit.
Just social climbing.
Social climbing.
A lot of DMs.
People were saying how strong I was the other day.
In work?
Climbing.
Right.
They don't say that at work.
On the podcast. Climbing? What sort of climbing?
Are you not aware of this?
Just for the viewers of the podcast.
Bouldering, I think it's called.
Yeah. Bouldering.
Also, you know, I would argue, and not in a horrible way, that you climbing high isn't that cool. Because you're not a heavy person.
No.
So you don't have that much to really lift
up. So it should be easy.
Up.
You're like a cricket.
An ant climbing a wall. I'm not going, that's mad impressive. I'm going, you weigh like less than a grain of rice.
Okay.
Of course you can do that.
Right.
That is
cool. You, right.
That is,
well, let's move on from that then.
Ha 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 ha!
How are you, Dave? You all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
doing
Dave.
Well.
Your perm's looking good.
It is, isn't it? Thank you. Do you know what? It's the first time that it's actually come out all right. Just so happens I have to come on this. So, which is nice.
So what's your maintenance goal with it? At the minute?
So I've got... do you know what? I used to wash my hair every day.
Bad for you, that,
and
isn't
exactly,
it?
I went to the doctors. Doctors? Hairdressers. And the hairdresser, I was saying, I was like, head and shoulders every day. And they were like, oh,
can you check this out?
That's a double. Should it be growing? They were saying, oh, that's double bad. Head and shoulders isn't healthy for your hair.
That'll strip it completely.
Yeah, exactly. Really? Yeah, yeah. Which I didn't know. However, with this, it has created a lot of dandruff, which is a bit sad.
Yeah, you can wash it.
Yeah.
But you need
to
be using good stuff. Are you using product?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you sure it's not just product gathering on your scalp?
I think it might be, actually.
You need to be shampooing your hair. You need to get... I'll sort you out with
go
some
through
good
me,
this guy knows.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like,
there's not a lot this guy doesn't know about hair.
Yeah. But it hasn't grown out yet, though. I thought I'd be like... it'd be just the ends that are curly now, but it's staying strong.
It's retained it.
I reckon maybe my roots have gone curly now.
Like your ancestors.
Yeah, yeah.
It happens.
Looking back through old pictures.
All like that.
I never knew.
So it's not their hair that's gone curly, their bodies. Right, okay.
Yeah, yeah. That would make more sense.
I swear Grandad wasn't disabled in this picture before.
You've curled your hair, haven't you? Yeah. So I hope it stays, because I like my curls. My locks.
Fucking hell, this is tough, isn't it?
You seem stressed, mate.
Me? Yeah. I'm trying to run this. I'm trying to keep it fresh, exciting, and
I'm backseating,
man.
We're in the safe hands of Papa Smith.
No, not at all.
Munt.
Munt. We're here with Tom.
Hey!
Thank you, Max.
It's always good to have my boy here.
Yep.
What have you been up to, Tom? The issue is, we've spoken in the car, so I kind of know what his week's been, but I forget the listeners and viewers.
It's not a great week. I thought you might not bring it up, but... I've been struggling with my bowels.
That's not good, is it? That's something you've got in common with Ryan.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were all right now.
Well, it's much better now, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I still have, like, every now and again.
Yeah.
Is that due to food, what you've been eating?
No idea, Dave, anymore.
That's
no
right.
idea. Bad diet, Tom. Yeah, that's what we like to call him.
So,
stop eating that shit, Tom.
Yeah. I was playing football the other day on Sunday, and then I went straight from there to do the watch along. And it was just. And then I went out after for Mother's Day.
Brothers and Mother's Day.
So a very busy day.
Yeah.
Food was a bit all over the place. And Sunday night, I was just... It was a low moment. Just my belly was on fire. Mm. Had a headache. I was feeling awful. So as of Monday, I've been on a fresh diet. I've been shaving the skins off cucumbers.
Oh, nice.
That's how deep I'm going into it. No fibre.
Oh, Jesus.
How did you do that? Like, how thick do you have to go? Oh, have a peeler. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
I feel like it would be easy just sort of cut it in half and just eat the inside.
But I was chopping them up and sprinkling them on some lovely, a lovely Asian dish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Love an Asian dish.
I made an Asian dish today.
I don't think we get so much chat about Asian dishes.
Bouncing all over the place here.
Told you.
I guess we should say, go on, yes, Ann.
Noodles, and I done my own chicken. I deboned my own chicken thighs. Felt like a real adult today.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you. Lost a load of chicken from it. Load of chicken from it. I made a hoisin and stir fry.
A hoisin and stir fry?
Yeah.
Two separate dishes.
I just have the hoisin and then, tomorrow's stir fry.
Got the sauce, eat the dry stir fry.
I've been prepping loads of meals recently. I never used to prep. Used to chuck it in an air fryer, bosh. But I'm thinking I'm more healthy for prepping.
Maybe it's the perm.
You're looking a bit healthier. Dave.
Yeah, I've lost weight. I've lost, I've been climbing as well.
We've sort of done that though.
Oh yeah, sorry. Walking more.
Yeah.
I'm
just saying yeah.
Max, I bet you got some stories for us. You always do.
I've got a few, mate. Went to a funeral.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Hey, don't worry about it. It wasn't your fault.
So, was it a sad occasion, or are you like, were you crashing it? You know,
with your ankles.
Were you picking
down
up chicks?
Weather wake up. Do you know what? It's horrible thing. Someone's probably done
that.
Weather wake up. Yeah, well, I'm obviously there for a few drinks. I don't want to just sit at the back of a funeral with someone I don't know.
I'll catch up with you guys later.
Touching this, isn't it? Yes.
Did you say anything?
All day.
At the funeral.
Took
like a
leaf out of your book. And I was just nice and respectful and quiet. Yeah. I know. I knew the person, so I was. Mm. I didn't say anything at the funeral.
Mm. Bit of a party afterwards.
Yeah.
Celebration of life.
Celebration of life.
They always seem like nice, them. I like the idea of that, awake. You know, celebration of life.
You see the ones in like New Orleans where they're sort of partying in the street.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think we should do that more often.
In the West, we're more like, it's fucking miserable, isn't it?
Yeah.
But this person died at 94.
Oh, right.
It was obviously sad.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a lot of a lot of friends and family. Got scammed by Domino's that night.
Honestly, really pissed off.
I go into Domino's, I go, look, I want the large.
You went in?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It was only across the road. Okay. Next to a Wendy's.
Ooh.
You don't really have a lot of Wendy's in the UK, do we?
All of their burgers are called Dave's.
Are they?
Yeah.
A Dave burger.
Dave burger. And they're square.
You're thinking of White Castle?
Yeah. Oh, no, they're small.
No, White Castle square.
Oh, are they?
Wendy's
around. Wendy's
are
square as well.
Because I had the bacon burger and it wasn't called a Dave.
Oh, it must be an American thing.
Well, that was the day before.
Right, okay.
It was a long affair.
little pre-Domino's.
It was in Hull.
We'll sit down, we'll have a Wendy's, we'll chat about our order.
We'll warm up.
Got a few menus here. We're going to get this right.
Do you know what? I don't even know what it was. It was a Cineworld and just a Cineworld. And then it had a Dunkin' Donuts, a Taco Bell, a KFC, a Wendy's, a McDonald's. It had everything. I was like, oh, this is like the whole nine. We could just do, you know.
Is that why you were gone for days?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
It wasn't even a funeral, mate. I just got scammed by Domino's. Yes, classic, innit?
Well, how did you get scammed?
Oh, yeah.
You asked for something.
I asked for a large pizza, a medium pizza, and a couple of sides.
Ooh, congrey.
It wasn't just for me. There were some other people there.
Yeah.
So as he's given me the boxes, it was 50 quid.
You paying?
I'm paying.
Oh, okay.
50 quid, fuming, but whatever. He gives me the pizzas.
Never bought me dinner.
But as he's...
Sorry, come on.
Yeah, I think I have.
Oh, it's not going to be the second time you've looked at a box sad this day as well, is it?
That's great.
Thank you.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah,
a little bit muddled there. I had to kind of go over it.
But yeah, sorry.
I think that's more on us than him.
Yeah.
Sorry, Max.
So you've ordered a large, a medium.
Large, medium,
and a
couple
few
of sides. Couple of sides.
Two sides, okay.
And as he's giving me the boxes, he's going, oh, you're that guy, aren't you?
He told me watch.
He didn't. He gave me the boxes and he was like, oh, you're that guy, aren't you? And I'm like, yeah, of course it's me. Let's all laugh at this guy. I get it. And it's really rainy outside. So I'm sort of running in the rain to get back to the hotel. And I put the boxes on. I'm like, wait a minute. He's giving me an extra fucking pizza here.
Okay.
So I've ordered two pizzas, giving me three. And one of them has the same sticker as the one I've ordered. So I'm like, I must have ordered the same thing twice. On me, that's on me, that really. But I'll have my pizza tonight and I'll have that one tomorrow. Yeah? Two pizzas.
This is looking good.
Yeah.
This is
yeah,
a happy,
I'm well excited.
This is a happy moment. So
well
far.
Excited. Yeah. So next morning, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, let's open this pizza.
It's Christmas morning.
Yes, the only thing that got me through the funeral. I opened
couldn't
the box.
Sleep for the smell of Domino's.
It was a create your own. Yeah. Which I didn't order.
Okay.
Which is more expensive, just because it's a create your own.
But this was the free one.
This is no, I paid for this.
Right.
So he's charged me for this extra pizza.
Right, or you paid for it.
That's why it was so expensive.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, fucking hell.
But I didn't realise, because when he gave me the box, he was chatting to me at the same time, so I wasn't really paying attention. I open it. It's a create your own, which is like a tenner extra.
Yep.
Right? Where you add your own toppings. And it's fucking margarita.
Oh.
And it's a create your own pizza with no toppings on. What have I created? Nothing.
You've created a classic.
Yeah.
what do you want? Like, you know,
it costs
like
an extra 15 quid. A pizza that would have cost me 8 quid. fucking fuming.
That does feel like a scam.
It does, very
also,
scammy.
What's in it for Domino's? It's not like a small business. He's not going to take a cut of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of them are franchises, aren't they? So they're
Oh, okay.
We always do the create your own, but
you too.
The create your own topping. Yeah. Like two toppings, and that's only $9.99.
Yeah.
Well, this one wasn't.
I've done that
this
before.
This had zero toppings.
Yeah.
It was a margarita beans with nothing on.
If anything, it should be for free. Yeah.
Exactly. Free pizza. That's what I want, Domino's. Free pizza.
I had to Wendy's
for life.
To cool down.
Then a Taco Bell. Finish it off with pick and mix from City World.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a dream, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I went to the cinema.
Did you?
Yeah, what that's something I've been up to.
You've been quiet about that?
Have I?
Well, you've not told me.
No, no. Well, I went to see Peaky Blinders.
The movie?
Yeah.
Or the show?
Yeah.
It's on Netflix now, isn't it?
Is it on Netflix now?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, it was only on for a week because you have to put it into the cinemas, don't you?
For
the awards
and stuff.
Yeah.
So I went to The Everyman.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone been to The Everyman?
No.
Yeah.
I went to the MOBA Awards.
The MOBA Awards?
The MOBA Awards.
MOBA, the military or... No, Music of Black Origin.
Yes.
Yes.
That one, not the military.
I don't know.
to see Nope. But this isn't my story, Tom. This is yours.
So you went to the Music of Black Origin Awards to watch a film?
Yes.
Okay.
And I got invited, so it was like a red carpet, and that I was getting photos of us and that. I was with all the footballers, Alex Iwobi and Joe Gomez.
All the footballers.
All two of them.
Yeah, all two of them. And
Manchester?
This is in Manchester.
Yeah,
no, I was going to do a bit, but
I want to hear your bit.
No, do your bit.
Oh, I was going to say, look, if you look at all footballers really closely, you'll see they're actually just those two in wigs.
It's good.
It's a great bit, isn't it? You're working on that.
It was just them, all the footballers, with their various wigs on in that occasion. And very lovely,
two
Tom.
At a time. never anymore.
You just see them get to the end and just sprint away.
It's service at the seat. So you get.
Oh, nice.
So it's all in. So I don't know. I'm assuming you have single seats in there.
Why are you looking at me? Mr. Couple. Yeah, I was in a relationship when I went. I'm just going on my own.
No, but you might have been on your own. You go to the cinema a lot.
To every man. I'm paying top.
Yeah, but you might
I'm
have
paying
been,
top dollar to go sit in a seat and get food delivered to me.
You might have been in a three.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little squeaky wheel.
Mm. Yeah. So I don't know. Like,
no.
Is it just okay? Anyway, nice little couch there with cushions. It's lovely.
Couch with cushions.
We order a couple of glasses of wine and stuff. Yeah, it all gets brought to you, and then someone comes on at the start, say, blah blah blah, talks you through it a little bit, and it's great.
Just spoil the movie.
Talk you through the experience. And
is it dark in there then? If they've got waiters running around.
Well, they've got those torches
because it can't
on their
be
head.
Pitch black. Oh, it's where the waiters are going to trip over.
Yeah, they're carrying like them fire torches.
Yeah. Getting in the way of the screen a lot. Just health and safety. Yeah.
So this is before the film starts. Like, you've got some stuff on, your general pre-film bits. Mm-hmm. There are lights on, ambient lights.
They do that, don't
while
they?
People are, there's orders being taken, the drinks and food.
That's
coming
when
in.
When they just shouted your name. Yeah. You there, Max? You're in the film. Yeah. Yeah, I'm here, mate. Yeah. For the fourth time.
The Guardi's own.
Fuck off. One of these comments that said I hate you said that I've got it out for you in every video.
Me?
Me and I've got it out for you in every video.
Really?
I know.
I can see that.
Do you reckon
how that comes across?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Ryan.
No, it's all right. Yeah. I'll try. Well, yeah.
And you stop.
Well, do you know what? You've had a few battles, haven't you? A few. And then I think after that, people just see what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just see me as a knobhead.
A bully.
Oh, that's not good, is it?
Bully.
Me and Max have come together and got rid of Stephen.
Yes, we came together.
Under a bridge.
Under a bridge.
As I was covered in seafood and nets.
Growing up, my parents told me they found me in a bush.
Anyway.
Yeah, I can see that. Sorry. So, just made me think of that.
My question is, why did they take you? Look at this freak. He needs a home.
Look at his eyes.
How old were you?
He just had an arm dangling out. I don't know.
Like 12.
Three. They said I look like, when E.T.'s dying.
Yeah.
Really pale. And like.
And they thought, we'll take this child.
Yeah, I said I look like
no
that.
No issues there, will
we? Yeah.
We'll take this alien.
We'll raise him.
Yeah. You enjoyed the film?
Yes, it was good. But you seen it as well?
I've seen the show. I've not seen the movie.
Do you know what? There is something. It's not an easy thing taking a series where
into a film.
Yeah. Every episode is a borderline film.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
And then putting it into a film where, you know, you're, I don't know, just everything that happens in the series can be so drawn out in a, you know, in a cool way.
Yeah.
But this all happened very quickly. I guess though, when you look back at it though, I know it was good. For a film, it had to end the way it did. No spoilers.
He dies at the end.
No spoilers.
Dies at the end.
By order of the Peaky Blinders. That's the,
really? Dies by the order
he came on and said that. Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah. His voice comes out.
Oh, that's good.
Him, yeah. That was good. Yeah.
I like that.
We all stood up and
So at the end of the film.
No, the beginning.
The beginning. He said, I die at the end.
No, he didn't say that at the end.
But don't tell anyone.
He said, oh, you know, you're getting to see this before everyone else.
Oh, you went to like a premiere thing?
It was on in the cinema.
Yeah.
But it's a small, but obviously Netflix are hyping up their release of it. And for most people, they're going to see it on Netflix.
Yeah.
And so no spoilers on the socials before then.
Cillian Murphy or Killian or whatever his name is. Mr. Murphy,
yeah.
Wow.
Addressed us directly.
I've had told on this podcast before how I was selected to be an extra on Peaky Blinders. Does that ring a bell? Yeah.
Go on.
So I was picked to go on, so I had to send them some pictures of me and they said, I've got
naked.
A look. A look, not naked, Max. No, not naked.
Some weird email address.
No.
Smith@hotmail.com.
I never heard back.
I just got an email that said more.
It really flattered me, actually, to be honest. Boosted my confidence.
I guess it would, yeah.
Yeah, but they said I had a look of the era.
Yeah,
which is
like a Victorian child.
I can see that, to be fair.
Victorian owl.
Yeah, Victorian owl.
Did they have glasses back then?
Did they have glasses back in?
Yeah, of course. He wears them in the film, doesn't he? He goes, these are my glasses.
I can't remember.
No,
I can't remember that bit.
You're seeing plot holes there, aren't you?
Yeah.
They didn't have glasses
back then. I'm just wondering, I don't think they had glasses back then.
To be honest, right, I did send the pictures without glasses because it was to more
see. Could we see that?
Yeah, I was going to say that. I think that's where I was going with that.
Oh, I've nearly snapped them there because of my headphones.
this, that'd be so funny.
This is how, I guess.
Well, they didn't have headphones back then, did they?
You have to take them off.
Is that like
quickly.
The Oliver Twist times as well? Is that the same era? Is that Peaky Blinders and Oliver Twist?
I don't know.
Were they about at the same time?
So, at the start of it, they've got back from the First World War. So, it's 1918 that finished. So,
Oliver
it's around.
Twist is before, isn't it?
Oh yeah, well, years before.
Yeah,
and then this one takes the film takes place the backdrop of the Second World War.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
War to war.
So Hitler could be in it.
You're damn right. He could be.
Don't know spoilers. Right,
makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hey guys, are you hungry for more?
I know I am.
You're not though. The Manjaro.
Yeah, but I thought you meant great chat.
For more great chat, you can find us over on Patreon. At the White Noise Poddy. We've got weekly episodes that go out on there uncensored.
And no bleeping at all.
So this won't be bleeped.
Me and my father used to into the and for fish.
That's disgusting.
I need to let the people know. In fact, my dad messaged me this morning and said,
let the police know, first and foremost. Bonus weekly episodes, bonus videos.
What?
And you also get to watch all of our specials. I drank my own wee wee.
Yes, that was really
nice.
You
did it on the boat, didn't you?
Not mine.
£3 a month.
We got a new segment.
Ooh.
Oh, go on.
It's called Chatterbox.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It is.
How does this work?
Or do we go with it later?
No, mate, go for it.
All right, Chatterbox is a brand new segment.
Should we talk about why it's designed?
Yeah, of course we can.
I think just after last week, just trying to encourage you to just fucking go for it.
Yeah.
Don't think, just speak.
Just okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better to say more and then we rein it in from there
than
have you overthinking just saying little things and building yourself up.
Yeah. So what's going to happen here? You're going to hit
so
me with...
throughout the episode, we're going to say chatbox time.
Yeah.
We're going to give you a topic.
Nice.
And you're just going to speak about it for a minute.
Okay.
A full minute.
It's an improv game.
Of chatting.
Can do that.
Non-stop. If there's any dead air, then you've lost.
Yeah.
And if you lose...
All right, then.
Yeah, wax strip.
Oh, okay. I can chat for a minute about anything, mate.
However, in the interest of keeping it fair, if you win, Dave gets a wax strip.
Oh.
That's pretty fair.
I think that's fair.
Do we have wax strips?
Oh. That's all we had. Do we have any in the cupboard?
I knew there was something we were meant to buy from the same. Remove an item of clothing.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
First chatterbox will be about... Parents.
parents. I've got two myself, my mum and my dad. Found me in a bush. Mum's a hairdresser. She works, you know, self-employed. So she goes to old ladies' houses and cuts their hair. She was saying actually recently about how she's worried because since COVID, a lot of her customers have been dying. So she's been trying to work a lot harder over the next few years so she can have a sort of happy retirement. My dad, yeah, he's just had an operation in both of his, what's it called?
Legs.
Bunion. Said that when he had the first one done in the summer, that was fine. He recovered quite quickly. But then he had one, another operation on the other foot just before Christmas, and he's still recovering. Like, where it's winter, it's just so much harder to do. And I sent my mum a Mother's Day card recently. I don't really speak to my dad on the phone because he's half deaf, so it's mostly just us shouting at each other. So we WhatsApp like daily. My mum, I speak to her every week. Yeah, I'd say that sort of sums up my mum and dad.
That's time, Ryan.
Wow, look at that. You can do it.
Hey, yeah. I talk all the time. I don't know how I am.
Not here.
You can't shut him up.
He's talking about this room.
It's the pressure of it.
Yeah.
Do you find?
Parents was too easy, wasn't it?
Yeah. Parents was too easy.
Yeah, we'll have to.
It's lucky we've got a few more.
It's an opening.
What about dwarves?
So we're going to
We're not just going to jump straight.
Oh, okay. Well, light bulbs.
Now do dwarfs.
Dwarf light bulbs. Great. On to news. We all love the news here. I read it daily. But on days that I don't.
Sound like a character. Irina Daily.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess so. But I said I read it daily.
Oh, okay.
Still sounds like it. Just not a lot like it.
Yeah. You'd have to squint your ears.
Who here enjoys being a child?
Me.
Or enjoyed it at some point in their life? Kids born today may be working until they're 75 to get a state pension. Horrible, isn't it?
I feel like we'll probably be in that boat as well.
This podcast is going to make so much money we can just quit now.
Now?
Well, maybe not now. I don't know.
Down the line.
Yeah, down the line in the future.
Can you imagine if we were doing this at 75?
Do you think you will be? Seriously.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Time for Stephen Lies. Stephen died years ago.
Tom's going out with a 50-year-old, bloody Dino. I guess you would be. Yeah, that's bad, isn't it?
Oh, we're just starting to get a bit confident.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, that age.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah.
75, oh, go on. What's 75-year-old Ryan up to?
Oh, he's a menace.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, at the nursing home.
Yeah, yeah, always on the pool.
Oh, you like that, don't
Chain
you?
Chain them all up.
You like that.
One bit.
Just keep these on.
So it's bad to laugh at yourself, though, isn't it?
I didn't see his face, but he was wearing a backwards cap. Anyway, 75 cool. years old.
75.
Are we putting into a pension?
Not yet. Not put a penny in.
I think I am. Like my business. My job.
Business. Yeah, that's quiet, isn't it?
Yeah, what are you up to these days?
I think I've got this new hair. Yeah, it's my business hair. No, it's not. It's my job.
Just a classic one from the bar.
Yeah, I think they pay a bit into it every now and then. But I've never got out of it. You bought out of yours, didn't you?
But I didn't buy out of it. You can opt out when
opt out. Yeah.
Oh, you opt out of it. Oh, so you just get the extra 30 quid.
Just get the extra.
Yeah.
Enjoy that 30 quid now.
You have to remember.
I live under a bridge with Max.
But don't you have to remember the name of the companies? Like, because when it comes to getting the pension in,
you're not going
to
remember the.
Well, no, I've not put any. I've not put any.
You barely worked at the Cube.
So,
sorry, I am coming. I'm not being nice to Ryan. Ryan, you've done a lot of work in your life. Well done.
Thank you. My hours have picked up, actually.
Yeah.
Hey, quit bragging.
Yeah.
Racking it in at the minute.
Yeah.
You should put away for a pension now, mate.
You should, yeah.
No, I should, yeah. But
trust me, when you're...
I'm not even putting in savings at the moment, let alone pension.
Yeah, I'm putting all my money into the Curry's finance scheme. Also, I'm going to get my money back from a chair, hopefully, when I pick it up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you sell your TV?
Not yet.
Oh.
It's still in the market if anyone wants to buy one.
Max is in the market for an aircon unit for the summer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, but nothing cheap. Yeah,
why would I buy a cheap
can't
one?
Can't be a shit one.
I'm going to have it for life.
How much is it at a home aircon unit? Let me have a quick look.
Also, my computer runs hot.
You use that jellyfish lamp that I got you for Christmas?
No, I gave it to an ex-partner.
Ah.
Fucking hell, that's all right, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
all right.
£2,500.
£2,500, eh? But it's portable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
It looks like that would be frosty.
I'll send you a link. Yeah. I'll send you a link, mate. Sorry, I interrupted there. Jellyfish lamp.
Yeah, the jellyfish lamp.
How's that doing?
Yeah,
it's on a cupboard that isn't mine.
Oh.
Well, it's good.
As long as it's getting used.
Yeah.
Mm.
It actually is.
Yeah, fair.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Been using your rolling pin?
I haven't yet. I've not baked a cake yet. Oh. But I'm going to bake a cake.
I feel like all the cakes you bake will just have the words. Yeah.
If in doubt.
Yeah. I thought you were a big time baker.
I am, but BTB? I haven't baked in ages.
Oh, just hibernating.
Exactly. It's not the right year for baking at the minute. Not the right season.
Season.
And our oven's still broke.
That's probably the main reason.
That is the main reason. I just want to sound clever.
Your house stresses me out.
It does.
Are you guys moving?
We're planning to. We haven't looked anywhere. Because the only reason
putting that
is
money away.
July.
You know, we've got a load of black mould coming up. Our oven don't work. Ryan's shower doesn't work.
Your
shower
works. Bedroom's like a sponge.
My bedroom is like a sponge. Yeah. Exactly. The only one redeeming quality about our flat is our balcony and the view we get outside on our balcony, which is beautiful.
Mm.
But now they're taking all the cladding off.
Oh.
So we're losing that. So now that's the final straw.
You mean the
putting cladding on? You're going to have scaffolding around the building.
Yeah. So that
just
is
get
it.
Out, mate.
That's what we need to do.
So that started in July. So the aim is to try and get out.
Yeah, before July.
Have you got like what time's your contract finish?
Monthly.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Literally, what time?
Yeah, you need to get out.
Yeah, no.
Do you have to pay more for monthly?
Rolling contract.
No, but you sign up to like a minimum, so you'll do like a year or whatever. But then after that, sometimes they'll just lose.
Yeah,
that
that's what's happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the lady that runs it,
it's normally when the landlord doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's been trying to sell the flats for ages, but
no one wants it. So she's just allowing us to
buying it.
No,
I'm denard, but
it's a horrible
flat. You're dead hard.
It's a horrible flat.
Yeah, I'm dead hard, so I didn't buy it. No,
no.
I don't even think you could do it up.
No.
Like, there is no redeeming quality about that flat.
You could,
apart from the balcony.
You could do it up, but yeah, no, I don't. No.
Oh, it's
I'd rather
awful.
Just go somewhere
yeah,
else.
No, it is terrible.
I mean, you're in your 30s now. Mm. 30, whatever.
Yeah.
One of us are.
Yeah. You don't want to live there.
No. I don't. No.
You're going to live together still?
Yeah. It's embarrassing bringing someone back to that flat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is that right, Ryan?
Yeah. When it happened to me.
Yeah.
That one time. it was all right, actually, because we'd not long moved in.
So it was all right.
Yeah.
Got some notches on your bed.
Yeah. But player over here.
Oh, you're not a player. Surely not.
In my head, I am.
Has he had more sex in your bed than you have?
Yeah.
No. It's equal now, isn't it?
I think it's equal.
I have a buzz ball, right?
Yeah.
I fucking know it.
News, the Oscars. Oscar season. Well, it's come and gone, isn't it? It's already a season. But it's already been. I said it's winter season.
I think Oscars has got so much hype.
You're right. Was that with you, Ryan?
I was just fizzed everywhere.
You fizzed?
Got chucky milk on
fizzy
me.
Fizzy chocolate.
On my white shirt. Cracked open for today.
You cracked open the white shirt?
Well, I don't wear it often.
So go on, Oscars.
Oscars, yes. There was a picture of the stadium. Or the arena. What do you call it? A room? Just a room in it, really.
A man of the auditorium.
On, you got it.
There's a picture of the theatre where they were filming it, and man, it was messy. Popcorn all over the floor. I don't know if they do pick and mix, but there was some. There was just food everywhere, wasn't there? And people are saying snacks should be banned.
In general.
Hey, they'd have to get rid of me.
If the Oscars have taught us one thing, it's time to do it's time to do away with snacks.
I wonder if they serve.
This is a far bigger issue than just Hollywood.
Do you know? I don't know what they serve at the Oscars. Like, would you get like a hot dog and nachos?
I reckon they do the butter one, didn't they? You know, like the Americans. I'm they sure love they their butter
like,
popcorn.
Yeah, butter popcorn. Never had it.
No, me neither. Don't bother me.
I got
me.
Some sweet and salty popcorn at the View Cinema.
I know the View.
Yeah,
been there.
And it just it was all sweet. And then all salted on top. So it was just like...
Same thing happened to me.
And it's like I couldn't really... There's no really room to mix here.
No.
Like, I'm just kind of stuck. I'm kind of forcing my hand in a bit to try and tickle it together. Well, I sent mine back
saying, this is just salt. I'm not happy with this. It's just salt. But then it turns out I just ate literally the two salty ones on the very top.
So you had two pieces.
Well, you tried to kind of angle it and do it half by half and half, but it just didn't work. I saw it all falling together. Yeah. Like, that's shit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I would have said, I'm not paying for these.
Yeah.
No.
And I'm not, I'm going to eat them, but I'm not going to enjoy them.
I'm
not paying for them,
myself.
But I am going to eat them.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Do you, what drink do you get? Do you get like a massive, the slushies?
To be honest, I go to Co-op or other shops available.
You sneak them in. Is it against the law to bring stuff in?
No. The law.
The law. What are you in here for?
Dave was arrested last night.
I did get told off for bringing a bag of crisps in once.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I sat down and opened it. And a guy, one of the stewards, come in and was like, oh, we've seen on the cameras that you've got these crisps.
Really?
It's fine.
When was this?
But just don't leave any mess. This was when I was a kid.
Yeah. What's the worst thing you've taken?
Empire Cinema. The worst thing I've taken into the cinema?
Yeah. Oh, smelling his fingers.
Carrot cake.
Carrot cake?
A whole carrot cake.
But it wasn't like it wasn't a whole carrot cake. It was like, remember in Tesco, you used to be able to get the slices?
Yeah.
Do they still do that?
You still get slices of carrot cake,
well,
I'm sure.
No, I don't think so. Tesco.
We haven't done away with that.
No.
Coffee and walnut cake.
Well, the Oscars taught us one thing.
Yeah, cake.
Popcorn and carrot cake. That's not bad. Mine was tikka masala slices. Do you remember you get the packs of slices? Like pasties.
Oh, yeah.
I took some tikka a masala ones in.
You took some?
Stunk out the cinema.
It was a pack of two, so two. But, you know, it stank out the room. Talking points. I've got another news story if anyone wants that, but it's not great. In Florida, they're talking about doing a 50% tax on OnlyFans earnings. That's not good, is it? For OnlyFans people.
Yeah.
But if you're not...
Have you been tempted to subscribe to OnlyFans?
I haven't.
No.
Oh, I definitely have.
I mean, I wouldn't pay for porn anyway.
No.
But that's where I draw the line. Think,
okay.
Yeah, so that's bad though, isn't it? That's bad to not paying for it.
Is it?
Sorry, Max.
how much do you put into the porn industry?
How much are you paying for your porn?
Not anymore, because I don't really... You know, I don't indulge as much as I used to.
As much?
Oh, boy, I used to pay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What, brazers and that?
No.
Oh.
Brazzers. So, 50% tax, are we for or against?
Against. Flat out.
I mean, yeah.
What's your argument against it?
I think it's...
OnlyFans taxation debate. let me just text Stephen and see if he's...
fine, all right, we'll move on. Cut that.
No.
No,
it's time for a lovely segment.
A lovely segment. Yeah. We've got a few.
I think we should have a little segment called You Laugh, You Lose.
Ooh.
What do you think?
I didn't watch it last week because I wasn't here, but I heard somebody in this room lost.
Guilty.
This was on the Patreon episode.
Yes,
it was.
So if you want to see Ryan laugh, check out our Patreon, £3 a month.
Sometimes we don't always get through the really juicy stuff.
No.
In this hour and whatever it is.
I mean, we just spoke about, you know.
juicy.
You'd be
stuff.
Amazed what didn't make the cut. Anyway, Ryan got last week. What was it that got you?
Stephen had requested a couple of cameos.
Oh, it was
from
cameos.
Me.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
Yeah,
few weeks. In fact, I saw them.
And, yeah,
very funny.
And that did catch me off guard.
Yeah, we've all got a Ryan cameo in the bank.
I didn't realise there is.
What does that mean? Sorry.
Like, obviously, you know, since Ryan started doing cameo, it's there and it's available for you.
Yeah,
yeah. And because Stephen's done it, I don't think it's off the table for us.
No,
it's the style of the cameo. It's what can you get him to do?
Yeah. Did you utilise it to promote yourself?
Oh, I should have done that. Cool. I still can.
Right.
No.
Seeing as Stephen isn't here, we're going to tag in Ethan James.
Excellent.
Okay.
Now, about a year ago, Dave and I auditioned to be in a touring theatre play thing going around schools. Two great characters called Waz and Baz.
In Germany, was this?
This was the German one. And I thought I would... The actual audition's like 5 minutes, but I've clipped it down to a great 40 seconds.
Okay.
Would you like to see the audition?
We'll have to.
We're going to have
to,
yeah. I think we'll probably have to, won't we?
Yeah, for the segment.
It'd be great if we could just say no.
You ready?
Yeah, born ready, yeah.
Hello, you lot! Oh, wow! There's loads of them! Let's count them. 1, 2, 3, blah, 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 blah! So many!
My name's Baz!
And I'm Waz. Very nice to meet you.
I like to write rhymes whilst flying in a rocket, and when they're all done, I put them in my...
trousers!
Oh, what's the word that rhymes?
Pocket! Oh, of course, it's pocket, because rocket sounds like pocket.
Very good! We got there eventually, didn't we, guys?
Comedy for babies.
There we go. Probably should have just shown that on my own time, really.
even
that would
not,
have been better than me.
Sorry, Ethan. Sorry,
do you know what?
It's
anything you do always has a chance. But once I got over the initial, trousers bit nearly made me one, but I don't know why.
Surprised you didn't get it.
We did get it.
Surprised you're not doing it.
Yeah. I didn't want to do it.
Tour in Germany, eh?
Well, this was, you know, sort of pre-Turkey sort of thing.
Back in the bad days.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, you know.
And do you know, I could...
Do you know what
city
you...
could do it this year. We were going to be based in Leipzig.
Old Eastern Germany.
Aye.
Leipzig, right. Beautiful. It's on the Czech border as well. You could have nipped over, had some.
Yeah,
but they're touring for kids. You can't go. Pragui.
They've got downtime.
Yeah, we'll have the weekend.
Downtime?
Yeah.
When?
And we finish it free.
It's 100% hard.
We only would have been doing one school a day.
One school a day.
Really?
It would have been great.
At best, three.
Two. No, one, they said.
One. At best, one school a day. At worst, no schools a day.
How many hospices can you hit up in a day?
Honestly, it depends on the Uber driver.
Yeah.
So
if he's in. if he's working with me or against me.
Money is no... what's the word? Money is no...
No object.
Object. Object.
Yeah.
Can't believe I've got to do Laugh You Lose again.
I can.
Yeah. Oh, that means you've got to get me back on next week. Oh.
Fuck off!
Jesus.
He gets paid every time he comes on.
I know.
Shocking.
Did you experiment, Ethan, with trying to do a word counter for last week's episode?
I didn't in the end, Tom.
Right, okay.
But if I was to estimate how many words... Go on, Ryan.
Stephen actually said to me that he did start doing a word count, and then I did hit over 20 words in the first bit, so he didn't bother.
But you didn't talk after the first bit, though, did you?
You went big early with 20 words
in
the first half an hour.
I made a statement in the patron after being like, I definitely said more than 20 words, and they were like, nah.
Well, over 20 words isn't that... I'd say you're definitely just double figures, which isn't for an hour.
You didn't beat 100.
Look, I wasn't very chatty, all right?
I was chatting the patron. That's not good. On a podcast, that isn't good.
Yeah, obviously.
Ooh.
Actually,
we're having this out, yeah.
Well, actually, it's my niche.
I understand.
Actually,
more
it's my niche.
Now,
it's my USP.
Max is horrible to Ryan.
I'll not say your fee, Ryan, but I think literally
more than a pound a word.
More than a pound a word.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's that? £20?
It's my USP. When I get cameos, people just say.
Love stats and figures.
A lot of my cameos are please be as awkward as possible.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's that like, is it's like my, you say. That is my USP. That's what you stick out on.
So is that your rep then? Your reputation is just being a bit awkward.
Really awkward, yeah.
Sounds like time for a chatterbox. So this next one is all about dating.
3, 2, 1.
First date I ever went on was to the cinema. Went to go and see a horror film. Quite close with this girl.
Oh, yeah.
She invited me to her house party. Her house party and she was there getting off with some other bloke. And I didn't know anyone else at the house party, so that was annoying. Other than that, I've actually not been on any dates at all. When my ex and I started seeing each other, you know, it was sort of one night, started off with a one night stand that became a relationship. Mm. And then I guess we didn't have our first date till like, yeah, a few weeks into knowing each other. That was just at a restaurant.
Pub at the restaurant.
I had a... that's not to do with dating. But yeah. I can't be bothered dating again. Just not in the mood for it. I'm worried I'm going to meet the love of my life. And then I'll get stuck with her and I'll do everything for her. And anything for her. And then I'll just lose control of who I am. Do you know what I mean, guys?
Right, that's an item of clothing coming off.
I only said that because I had 4 seconds left.
Making a minute if you're handing over to other people, Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
That's outrageous.
So if I hadn't have said that last thing, it would have been fine.
If you had said that at the minute point.
I'm thinking, just go easy, just set your shoes off.
Shoes are tied. Top's probably easier, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not, no, because then we've got, an hour of topless Rhino. And I put them in new white shirt.
The viewers can't see the shoes, Ryan. You need to think about what they're getting from this.
Yeah.
What about your watch?
So it's two, so it's either my trousers or my T-shirt, basically.
What's the choice?
I will start with my trousers.
Yeah, okay. I'd say trousers.
That's really awkward.
Thank you, Ryan.
Raise some interesting points there, Ryan.
Trousers or
so you're actually scared to meet someone that you would fall in love with.
Yeah, that's the biggest fear. That's why I don't want to start dating or anything.
Yeah.
We've even said about going doing blind dating. Well, I've said about going speed doing blind dating. That's the one. Yeah. Speed dating.
Speed dating blind speed people.
Yeah. Or blind dating people on speed. Fucking Ryan, man!
But yeah, you just don't fancy it, do you?
No.
Because I was saying, we'll just go there. We'll have a laugh of it. Have a bit of banter there.
What if you end up falling in love with each other?
That is the other thing.
So let me get this straight. You're scared to fall in love?
Yeah.
Why?
Because last time I just did...
You got hurt.
I guess so. But also, you know, when you love someone, you will do anything for them and you become...
You're on Cameo, though, and you're doing anything for people that you don't know.
Yeah, do you love all these people?
That's so true.
And all they're giving you is, £3?
That's low.
Yeah. I don't really know. Yeah.
We'll find you a woman.
I don't want you to.
Sorry, am I involved in that?
Do you know, I meant the world.
Right, okay.
Everyone on the planet.
Yeah.
I'm in the same boat, mate.
You can share mine.
This is sad, isn't it?
We can go halves. I have her for a week.
Don't like that.
You have her for a week.
I don't like that at all.
Bloody hell,
sharing's caring.
Do you know what? I think I'm not a selfish person, but I think
you are.
So when Dave and I moved in together, I was really excited about the fact that I wouldn't have to worry anymore about if someone else. Like doing someone else dinner.
Your own dinners.
Are they okay? Like, you know, like the subconscious worrying about if your partner's all right.
But no, you have to
care
cook
for
Dave
them
dinner.
Because you care for them.
Yeah.
But I'm really happy and that I don't
When
know
I lived with you, you used to do a lot of the chores.
I did do a lot of the chores. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You do that at Hearts, to be
it's
fair.
Not,
That's because I've been trained.
I think you'd be trying to achieve a better... You should be wanting to achieve a better balance there.
Your house is a state, though.
Yeah,
exactly.
I was going to get Ryan to do a cameo of him just cleaning his house.
Please do.
Yeah.
Easy money.
Here's a fiver to do your washing up for once. Sorry, Ryan.
That's all right, yeah.
Yeah, no, our house is an organised mess,
mate.
If you will.
Huh?
Yeah, it is a bit
organised
mess.
Like, yeah. If you were moved...
Here's the shit stain on the toilet bowl.
I know
bowl.
Exactly where everything is right now.
Well, no, but if I was, though. I do. Sorry, no, that's just me.
Go on. No, because I feel like if someone moved... like, for example, I know exactly where my mouse is. It's underneath.
The mouse that's eating all the crumbs that are all over the floor.
My computer mouse.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
I know it's underneath a table right now. because I saw it fall and go under the table. But if I was to pick that up and move it, I'd have no idea where that mouse was. It's like I've done it with my passport. I've lost my passport. I've no idea where my passport is. And that's because I've put it in a safe space. And now I've lost it.
It's hard. It's hard. I know where everything is, but I've got OCD with my stuff. Yeah.
Seriously, I mean, you're saying that, but I don't want to
mind.
Because,
yeah, you in uni, you and Stephen used to do my nutting. Because you were, when you would move things in my room, like change the angle of a plant pot, put my DVDs in upside down.
I don't think it drives me nuts. I don't remember doing that, really.
Touched my cactus.
I mean, we definitely did things to the cactus and the duck.
Yeah, you did, yeah. Which is massive now, by the way.
The duck?
The wooden duck up in Warren.
The duck's had sex in his bed more than he has.
Probably. I got a massive cactus now, mate. But it was
Where is it?
My parents' house.
It's
on the top
of the thing.
Yeah, it's by the windowsill, but it now takes up loads of the windowsill.
Wow. Yeah.
It's finger plants, isn't it?
Speaking of plants, it's now time for celebrity gossip. A lot of people enjoy it. A lot of people have fun with it. Maybe we can have some fun with it today.
It's a very different segment when you do it, isn't it?
Is it?
It feels different.
All right. That's all good, is it?
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. It's nice to, you know, mix things up.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Britney Spears, famous singer, songwriter.
Is she a songwriter?
I wouldn't bloody put it past her. I bet she's written a ditty or two in her time. She has been arrested for a DUI. Yeah, driving under the influence of something.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's not that well these days, is she? She was under a conservator? What do you call it?
Conservatory.
Is that one with her dad?
She was under a
Did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
The primo
says. <Yeah, laughs> to recap, famous songwriter Britney Spears was recently under a conservatory.
Oh no!
We'll be back next week with more celebrity gossip.
Well, on that note, how long have we done?
We've got loads to get through, haven't we?
Yeah. Do you know some segments, or do you want to just keep talking? let's do a segment. we got talking points if anyone wants them.
Who are you talking to? Who's this person?
Well,
if we want a talking point, I guess we'll do a talking point. Well, we can do some segments if anyone wants a segment. A lovely segment. We love a segment, don't we? Listen, do you want us to leave?
I may as well go leave and talk to myself in the toilet. St. Patrick's Day stories. Anyone got anything? I've not. I don't really drink.
I didn't even realise it was St. Patrick's Day until yesterday.
And you call yourself Irish.
Careful.
I don't.
I've
never called myself Irish.
It's a shame we don't celebrate our St. Patrick at George's Day.
People do celebrate St. George's Day. But the thing is, though, like, I mean, St. Paddy's Day is...
There's something with it, isn't
it? It's a bit of a piss-up.
Yeah.
So when you talk about celebrating, people go out drinking.
Yeah, exactly.
We just never quite developed that with
Slaying
St.
Dragons.
George's Day.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can celebrate it. You get out there,
shall we, this year?
Yeah.
When is it?
And Andrew, it's an Andrew. Who's it?
He's got.
He's probably not going to do an Andrew's Day ever again. To be honest with you.
St. David.
It's Wales. Wales. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's St. Andrew? Is he
Scotland?
Scotland.
Oh, I see what you.
Yeah.
Referring to there.
Now, last year, I thought we'd started a tradition, and that me and Chris would go to a local watering hole and have a Guinness. And play some pub sports, but this year I wasn't feeling too well, so we've skipped that. But next year,
it's annoying because it landed
to bring
on a
that
Tuesday.
Back. What
landed on a Tuesday?
Everyone
had work the next day.
Yeah, last year it was a weekday, and I imagine that will continue for a while.
Oh yeah, the next 7 years.
Does it go backwards or forwards?
7 years,
6 years.
So would next year be Monday?
Or would it be Wednesday?
No, I think it'd be a day later, I think.
Wow. But then we have a leap year.
Let us know in the comments.
Guys, if you've got a calendar app on your phone, yeah, just have a look.
Yeah. Where did Joe go last year? Is it Chicago?
Joe went to Chicago.
Chicago, where they died.
Oh, there's a river
where,
green.
Where they dyed the river green.
Oh. I've walked past that, not on Paddy's Day, but
no.
That river.
You went past the river.
There was
on
a normal,
on
a
river,
on a normal day, yeah. Just in Chicago. It's a nice river. Yeah. As rivers go, it's a pretty cool river.
That's
I like
good.
The car park they've got there. It's like a twirly one. You'll know exactly what I mean.
A twirly car park?
When you see it, you'll be like, that's a fucking sick car park.
What does that mean, a twirly car park?
It's where you go up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Where you drive up the
yeah,
ramp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's one in Stockport.
Yeah, there's one in town.
Oh, right, yeah, there is, yeah.
There's one in Wickham.
It's a classic car park.
As far as car parks go, that's exciting.
It's a cool car park.
I know we're saying it's cool with the whole Chicago dyeing the river green, but there must be some environmental concerns.
Oh, environmentally, that's just seems like an awful, idea.
Is it safe, though? I assume they would use safe
dye. I assume
dye.
So, you would but...
I, yeah, but I imagine it's like vaping.
It'd be like your Peter lot going mental, wouldn't it?
My Peter lot?
Yeah.
Peter.
No,
the vegan
right,
people.
Yeah. Are they vegan? Are Peter vegan?
Yeah, they
yeah,
must
what?
Be.
Do you know what I'm really against?
Eating meat.
Fireworks.
Because see, I love fireworks.
Fireworks, I just think, like, what's the fucking point? The amount that they fuck up, like, 100%. Wildlife. Mm. Like, and, you know, stressing animals out, like, running into the road. They get stressed. They lose where they've been. You know, animals are having heart attacks and getting... Oh, it's awful.
Oh,
like,
it's not good.
What it does to nature is horrific.
What they should do is do...
Drone shows.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've always said that.
And put music on.
Yeah, music and drones.
This is a bit of a drone show in a way, isn't it?
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Is it? We haven't got... Why are we...
Max is weak. Max is weak.
I'm not weak, I'm strong.
Everybody.
Real strong, mate. Been at the gym.
Yeah. Get some pictures of that in here now. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We've done celebrity gossip. You lose. Stephen lies. Stephen's lies. He's not here, but he...
Let's have a lovely edition
of
Stephen Lies. Yeah?
Yeah.
We don't need Stephen.
Sorry, what's the... Well, you're stealing my thunder a bit. Mm-hmm. I've just said all that. They know that's coming.
Oh, is that going in? Right, okay. That's fine. We got it.
Guys, how about
Stephen
a lovely...
Lies. Stephen's little lies. Oh, yeah. He's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Can I put my trousers back on for the patron?
No, you can't.
No. That is a great selling point for the patron. If you want to see more of Ryan's body, £3 a month.
We'll do our answers, please. Dave, do you want to show us yours first?
Ryan.
Max Smith, brackets month.
Max.
Tom.
Okay, and today's question is, who would you feel most comfortable sucking off?
If I'm not there first,
there's enough for me to go around, boys.
If I'm not there first,
so Max, I'm flattered.
Yeah, well, you know, we've been friends for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So
is that what it is? It's how long you've known me.
Well, do you know, like, if I'm thinking of like comfortability, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, we're good friends.
Yeah.
I don't think a little nosh off will sort of ruin that.
Okay.
Stephen, I think, would just keep bringing it up.
Yeah.
And it would just become like a running joke.
I imagine he'd be like kind of doing stuff to your jaw in.
100%. Yeah.
Like,
he'd be spitting on me and stuff.
Yeah, putting stuff in your ear.
Hardly, yeah, 100%. Yeah. I'm not having a good time.
Yeah.
No. You know, and realistically, I'm only doing it for me. Ryan, I mean, I don't know what Ryan's reaction would be to it.
Yeah.
Like, probably nothing.
Mm. Yeah, you're like pretty quickly. You with me, mate.
Do you reckon?
Yeah,
that's
yes.
Why I've gone for it.
Well, I guess you hear more
for me,
of his love
it's next door. I've got a drive to you two.
Convenient.
Exactly.
So this is pure convenience.
This is pure convenience.
What was the question again? Which one would you be the most comfortable
the
sucking off?
The question was most comfortable
right,
sucking
okay.
off.
But maybe the trip there would make you, the nerves would
exactly,
set in.
So, you're comfortable in
exactly.
You can literally, you can be in your dressing gown, and your slippers.
Exactly that, you know.
Go to bed straight after.
Exactly, and I haven't got to get an Uber and
or
think
could,
about my decision.
Or have one of those cry
back.
Showers.
Exactly. It's all next door to me.
So you didn't choose Dave.
No.
Why? So, first of all, why didn't you choose Dave?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, because I live with him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to look him in the eye. Yeah, I can see that on a day-to-day basis.
Why did you put me?
I thought it would be...
In fact, you didn't put me first, though. You rubbed another name out.
No. I sort of, when I did the X, it combined onto the A, and it looked like I just said, ma.
So your mother.
I scribbled it out and started again.
Why me?
Yeah, well, I just thought it'd be quite nice. You put a film on.
I guess so. Yeah.
Treat you right.
Put some nice lights.
Want some popcorn?
Get to see the TV. Yeah. Popcorn. Get to sit in your comfy chair.
You'd appreciate it more as well.
Yeah.
Or either.
We could both.
We could both sit in the chair.
69.
Yep.
Me?
Yeah, that's a bit of a pity nosh, I suppose.
Thanks.
I suppose it won't trouble the back of the throat. So,
are you kidding?
What?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm all in.
Yeah, but not tickling the back of my throat. You don't have to go there. That's not going to make me hard.
Now, Tom,
you just sat there going, "Oh, look at this chode. It's going to be easy." No, you made it worse.
It's going to be easy.
You're sucking a flaccid penis.
Yeah, I'll flick it about. I'm going to go.
Flick it. Are you kidding?
Oh, I mean,
at least put on a show. I'll be there with like a little bikini.
Yeah, I'll put a nice film on.
I'll be there with an England football kit on.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah?
Ooh.
Yeah, you like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, nice. No, it's
three lines on the shirt.
What do you want me to wear?
Hat.
A hat? What kind of hat are we talking? Like a fireman's hat?
Yeah. Got to be a top man.
Yeah.
A top man.
A wizard's hat.
Top hat.
A top man hat.
A top hat.
A top man employee hat. That gets me going.
Not stop. I'm in mate dressed as a wizard.
I'm in mate dressed as a wizard.
Just doing anything for you.
Oh, that was magic, mate.
That was
right.
So that was the question.
Yeah. It's an interesting one this week. I wonder if we've all been stitched up.
We need to vote, please.
We need to vote. Who's lying? I don't think that Ryan would pick Max when...
I think he said he would in the past.
Really?
Because he said
a private conversation?
No, it was on the podcast, and he said he chose me because he thought I would be the quickest.
Yeah.
Right.
Which... I don't believe at all.
And that's what represents comfort to you, because the question was comfort. You'd be most comfortable.
Comfort.
But I guess getting it over and done with.
Getting it over and done with.
Ryan, I don't think Dave would be like, I want to put any effort into this.
It's next door.
I think you're lying.
Really?
I think
it's Max.
I think it's Max.
I think
well.
It's Max. Think about it.
You think I'm lying?
Think about it.
I don't think you would suck him off.
I told you it was just a pity thing.
I know.
I don't think you'd pick me.
But you're a genuine, you've got a proper bachelor pad going on. You can go out and get it anytime you want. You choose not to. Max's situation is different, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, so you think I'm more deserving of a little suck than him?
Yeah. Exactly. That's why I put you.
Right.
All right then.
I think Max would rather secretly just nosh like one of you two off.
Mm. Secretly?
Yeah.
I'd be proud. I'd be going, live on camera.
You just sucked off, Dave. Yeah.
I'll make you dinner.
Hey, up, lads. Yeah.
I would make you dinner.
Yeah, you bake him something. Bake him a lovely treat.
Yeah. As a thank you.
Yeah. I think for the same reason that you wouldn't want to nosh off Stephen, you wouldn't want to nosh off me. Because I think you'd probably think that I'd wind you up about it.
See, that is another good point.
See, I'm
confused between the two.
I think it's Tom. I think Tom's lying.
I'm going to go with Max.
I think Tom would be sucking off.
I'm locking in Max as well.
Okay,
so Max has been voted the faker. Max, what was your question, please?
Who makes you laugh most on the pod?
Oh, and everyone else had the same question. You were all the faker. Yes. And just wanted you to have an uncomfortable conversation about why it's
so
uncomfortable.
That was not uncomfortable at all.
No, you enjoyed this.
We've been debating this for years.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad
we haven't asked for that anyway.
Give a platform for this conversation.
Yeah, I'm glad it's out in the open.
Yeah.
We all know.
Well, there we go.
Pity? You're kidding.
Stephen lies, man. Stephen lies.
Stephen lies. Little pity suck.
Pity suck for Max.
Because I don't have a bachelor pad. Fucking lonely Smith in his room.
Bless him. I'll pop round it.
How am I getting a blowjob from someone? I'm coming off bad.
Well done, Tom.
Short term. Pity suck. More like...
Want to pity fuck, do you?
A piggy fuck?
No, piggy
what
fuck.
The fuck do you mean
I
by
said
that?
Pity fuck.
Piggy.
So you're like you're about to leave.
What? No, I said, are you fucking kidding?
I said a pity
fuck. That was clearly a bit for me to leave, and you just go piggy fuck.
No, I didn't. I never said that.
It's all right, get out.
Yeah, wait, you've really no, upset
I
me.
Said piggy
fuck. Get out, Ryan.
That is out.
Get the fuck out.
That is out of order, mate.
Piggy fuck. Do you think that was an attack?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think these comments have made him really bold.
Mm. It's a far cry from wanting to suck you off.
Yeah, calling you a pig fucker.
Hello.
You're okay?
Get all there.
Hello, mate. You okay?
You're all right, mate.
Hello?
Hello.
How are you doing? Are you all right?
Yeah, not bad. Lovely coat.
That's an interesting coat, isn't it?
Thank you. Yes, my wife got it for me for Christmas.
Get that from Lidl.
Well, I don't know.
Looks like a Marks and Spencer's coat, that. 150 in the sale.
My beautiful wife got me this for Christmas.
It's a bit cheap. Anyway.
And I said, thank you, darling.
Okay, so...
I regret buying you that chucky bar now.
Could have been a good chucky bar. Could be an expensive one.
Who are you?
My name's Mo. Mo Lester.
Right, the coat makes sense now.
I'm a head teacher.
Okay.
You teach head. Could have been in for the last segment. That's,
I don't want to be associated with things like that.
With what?
You sucking off.
How did you know?
People that I teach.
Sucking anything, yeah?
Just people that I teach. I don't want their cock. Let's move on. So, basically.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm here because, well... I've been a head teacher for many years now.
How many years, Mo?
How many years?
30.
30 years.
30 years. What years?
50.
Okay. Head teacher at 20.
Wow.
Yes. I was very smart. I'm very keen when it comes to children's education.
Yeah.
And, so I've been a head teacher for many, many years now.
Okay.
And I've never had down a job longer than maybe four.
Sorry, you're going from head teacher job. Like, you're bouncing around schools.
Oh, yes.
And you're entering things at the head teacher level.
Mm.
That's incredible.
That is cool.
I mean, I'm very talented when it comes to things about teaching.
What makes you so good?
I think I just know the kids very well.
But I
know what they like. I
not
know...
to be rude, but I feel like a head teacher doesn't really teach a lot. No, they just do, like, admin.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I do a lot of admin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what disillusioned you, I guess.
That's what I'm very good at.
But you mentioned that he was disillusioned.
I've got a third sense for these things.
Reading between the lines,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, chess.
I feel like I know Mo.
Playing 4D chess over it. Okay. So, sorry, Mr. Lester.
Basically, chess.
My colleague mentions that you might be feeling disillusioned.
Yes. Yeah. I'm feeling sort of disillusioned towards the education system of late.
Okay.
Everywhere I go, they just end up firing me.
Oh, they fire you?
Yes,
and you get a new job?
Get rid of me.
So you're feeling disillusioned because you keep getting sacked.
Yes.
But finding the same position.
This is what I mean. How is it I'm so good at interviews and so good at getting the jobs, but when it comes to holding down the job, I'm terrible?
What reasons have you been sacked for? Please, if you just enlighten me.
For one of them was for stealing.
Stealing will get you sacked, Mo.
What did you steal?
What are you stealing?
But I'm the head teacher.
Stealing. And what did he steal?
Pens, pencils. I was stealing a lot of books from the library.
Just return them.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's not that simple, is it, man?
I guess not. No,
it's fucking simple. Yeah.
No.
A few times I've been sacked for stealing.
And it's always on the fourth year, or do you just get caught on the fourth year?
I think it's by the fourth year I start to get comfortable.
Well, and it's just like easy,
and it's just, yeah.
It's like, amazing you keep getting a reference.
Well, I guess you don't.
But this is the thing. I'm a very good talker.
Yeah.
Right. When it comes to the interview scenario, I can smash it.
Yeah. Maybe your own reference.
Should we have a maybe take a look at
what
that might look like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Do you want to be... Who do you want to be?
Well, I guess...
I'll be like a rambunctious kid that's on DT.
Oh, no, I was thinking the school board.
Many...
Why are you involved in the interview process?
Yeah, there's not many children involved in my interviews.
No, I'm just sort of there because I'm so,
okay,
I'm so
okay.
naughty
okay.
that...
Okay. On DMT as well.
DT, not EMT.
DMT.
So you are Mo Lester, is that right?
Yes, I'm Mo Lester.
Nice to meet you, Mo. Nice to meet you. Sorry.
Strong grip.
Firm handshake.
That's always good in an interview.
Yeah.
Who are you, Sonny?
Who are you, sorry?
Yeah,
another rambunctious kid.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. I'll be the ravenous.
You're a ravenous. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, Mo. I've invited a couple of the pupils.
Oh,
no,
it's okay.
On,
it's nice to meet some of the wee nippersnappers.
To today's interview.
Hello.
We do things a little differently around here.
Okay.
This is Oliver.
Hello, Oliver.
Hello.
Sorry.
Hello. I'm a bit of a naughty boy.
How do you know?
Yeah, real. You're going to have your work cut out with me.
Oliver, can you give Mo some examples of the reasons you've been in trouble?
Yes. I have, you know, the school pets?
Yes, I'm very familiar.
I thought one was dead, so I flushed it down the toilet.
Right.
But it wasn't dead. It was still alive. I had many years left to live. And it was a hamster.
Well, that is
and
unfortunate.
And it clogged the toilets.
Right.
They don't have many years to live, Oliver.
What?
Yeah, it was taken before its time, but hamsters usually live for about 2 years.
Only two?
Thanks.
Only you two.
See, if you were in a school that I was wearing, you would know that. Hi,
yes.
I'm Mo Lester.
Yeah, we've already been introduced. So, Mo, you've held down a couple of head teacher positions now, but I'm interested here. You don't stick around for long.
I love you. Yeah, no, I don't stick around for long because I feel like I've taught all of the kids everything that I sort of can. And not that I do much of the teaching. I do a lot of administration. But I'm very good. I know many teachers.
Okay.
And I tend, a bit like a manager, you know when a football manager goes to another club?
Yep.
And they sort of bring some of their own...
Kids with them.
No, not kids. They bring their own squad with them.
Calm down, Percy.
Their own sort of assistant.
I've done it again.
Sorry, Mr. Lester. Oliver, what have you done?
I thought Billy was dead, so I flushed him.
Jesus Christ.
No!
Not Billy, the school raccoon. What do you mean you thought he was dead?
I thought he was dead. But I flushed him and he started screaming.
Do you know you're not supposed to flush animals down the toilet?
He wasn't an animal, he's one of the kids.
Oh dear. Things here are far worse than I ever
His legs caught in the toilet.
As you can see, we're...
It's all a bit mad here, isn't
it? I need a wee and his foot's caught in the toilet.
What would be your first order of business if we were to give you the job?
To get rid of this child here.
Oh, no, he's more than a wee now.
I want nothing to do. In fact, I actually refuse to take the job if that child is here.
Really?
Yes, you're going to make things very difficult for me.
Oliver's father has actually built a lot of this school.
He's a construction worker. He drives the crane.
Oliver's a deal breaker. He can't go anywhere.
Okay.
Believe me, we've tried.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, then, I'll take the job. I'm Mo Lester.
Well, I guess thanks, Mo.
Yeah, cheers, Mo.
Please help yourself to a buzz bowl.
Oh, thank you.
You've probably finished that one off, actually.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Down
yeah.
The previous guest won't mind.
No. Meant to be a co-host.
Yeah.
In fact, you think he's a guest.
He's not gonna
a co-host.
Yeah.
Someone should tell him.
He's a weak-willed man. He's not going to fight you for these.
I don't know. I think he's got, you know, I think he's, the man's got balls.
I reckon down it. Oh, got another one there.
I think you should have the other ones.
Yeah, Ryan encouraged your Downs drinks.
Oh, mate. You should take the school curriculum out of your Down things.
Mo Lester drinks.
Goodbye.
As one Mo Lester leaves.
Another one.
Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys.
Oh, you missed an interesting guest.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. He had a nice coat on, though.
Thank you.
Yeah. I wasn't a fan.
Guys, I think it's time for Ethan to give us the final question.
It's the final
question.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Ethan.
Hello, Ethan, mate.
You all right?
Oh, yeah.
And Ethan's here.
In the Uber here. There was sort of a bit of silence in the car. And I just leaned over to Dave and just went, we call Ethan the pedo owl, by the way.
Yeah, it's kind of stuck, that, sadly.
It's kind of...
Yeah, I can't really get the...
You're really leaning into it, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. I think the claws of the owl are kind of stuck in me at the minute. I'm trying to get them off.
Yeah, but, do you want to see my impression of a pigeon?
Please. It's very good.
That's good.
I've been quite, like, looking into the depth of man recently on our recent questions, I feel. And I'm going to continue that. Would you rather be remembered forever for something you didn't do... or forgotten despite everything you did?
That's a brilliant question.
Probably the first one.
Yeah.
I say,
well, if he's a good thing, if he's like, oh, he murdered a load of kids, I'm not going to be like, yeah, cool. Yeah, remember me for that.
He used to wank outside care homes.
I'm hospice.
You know.
Inside.
Hospice. Sorry. Oh,
sorry. Wait.
Dying cancer patient.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah, the original part was that I went there to have a laugh. I don't know why it's now turned into me wanking. Oh, no, yeah. And I was like, you did.
Because you had your trousers down.
Yeah.
To your ankles.
You understand how that looks.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I guess yourself,
you get that.
Really.
You get that, don't you?
Yeah. Didn't you wank outside a care home?
No, it wasn't a care home.
Maybe we
it
could.
It was a residential home.
Yeah.
And I was near it.
But that's good, we could
outside
team up.
Outside it was.
Well, I'm there for a laugh and you're there for a quick wank.
So what kind of team are we?
Pleasure seekers.
Just wondering how we're going to compliment each other there. You're just looking to get sucked off, aren't you?
I heard a thing. Somebody said, like a philosopher or whoever.
You die twice.
Yeah.
No, that's not what I heard. I've heard that one.
Yeah, well done, Dave.
But they said the one person they think is going to be remembered isn't going to be like Hitler, because in a million years you could have a thousand Hitlers.
Yeah, absolutely.
However, the one person would be Neil Armstrong, because you're never going to get another human
first
to be the first to step on another planet.
Mm.
Whereas everything else,
if it's a different planet,
I know, first human on Mars. The first human on a different planet is
Neil Armstrong.
I know he's not. Oh, the moon's not a planet.
I know what you mean. So, are you the first to do anything, or is anything realistic that you think
are
you
we
could
allowed
be
to
the
choose?
First to do?
Because if we're allowed to choose, then I'll say, I'll be Neil Armstrong then.
Is there anything that you could feasibly be the first man to do?
No.
Okay.
Well, am I mistaken in my memory that you broke the record for eating the most Oxo cubes, Max? Is that correct? Could you be possibly remembered forever for such a feat?
I was worried you were going to bring it up.
We'd need to platform it properly and stage it again, because I don't think enough people know.
I didn't see it.
It's so horrible. It's
good. For those who don't recall the Oxo cube story, Max was set up to break a record. And it wasn't really a bit of a silly record.
Yeah.
Just to get him to eat as many stock cubes as we could in a short space of time. Very salty, very dry.
So dry.
Actually, were they dry? Because when I see them,
dry.
There's a little bit of moisture to them.
That was my spit that I was trying to get in there to
moisten
them up.
It was basically like the cinnamon challenge, but with beef flavour instead of that lovely cinnamon.
Just intense salty beef.
I used to lick them as a kid.
Yeah.
My dad would give me an Oxo cube and I'd just sit there for hours licking them.
Hours?
Yeah. Well, it'd take me a while, isn't it? They're quite powerful.
Oh, so you wouldn't move until you'd finished?
No.
It's funny, isn't it? Finish your back to childhood.
You'll sit there and lick a whole pack. Yeah,
yeah. You're going back in the bush.
Yeah.
You're going back in the bush.
Yeah. Repeat it one more time.
Would you rather be remembered forever for something you didn't do, or forgotten despite everything you did?
Forgotten despite everything I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to take pride in, you know.
But you'd be dead anyway. I'm going to be remembered. So, all this kind of, you know, blowing smoke is going to come after I'm dead for something I didn't even do.
Yeah. Sorry, Neil, I'm taking your achievements and I'm the first man on the moon now.
Yeah.
When I die.
I agree with Tom now.
My birthday as well.
Yeah.
When I die.
When they landed on the moon.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Do you remember it?
1969.
Obviously, those of us who knew Max best will know the truth is that it was a sad life.
Do you mean it was a sad life?
No, I mean like, because obviously it didn't quite materialise.
What didn't?
Because you've taken someone else's achievements, but in this scenario, in the reality of your actual life, it didn't really go to
plan. We were actually doing this now.
Yeah, no, but this is early on.
Is a sad life?
No, this bit's all been good, but after this, it just didn't go well.
No, it did.
It didn't go well.
It went really well.
Yeah.
In fact, everyone's sitting around going, oh man.
He had an accident, he lost his arms and legs.
He was just a little nugget. But what you forget is that I'm also the first man to get like new legs and arms.
First nugget on the moon.
Really, the first nugget.
And he was just kind of forgotten about.
Not at all.
First nugget.
And of course, he shagged that pillow live on air.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I guess there's a nugget.
Yeah.
A pillow would probably be all right
if it wasn't for an erroneous HelloFresh subscription. Just kept coming to his apartment that he would kind of like crawl out and get.
Yeah,
and
how
just, am I cooking?
You just munch on raw potatoes and stuff.
And at this point, his beard is just really good.
He smells bad, and he knows he smells
terrible.
Bad.
Yeah,
really bad smell.
I don't think it is.
But it's
I don't think it is.
But he's quite a derelict. apartment that he lives in. He doesn't have like any like neighbours or people around, so the smell hasn't quite. Not alerting anyone.
No, it's not alerting anyone. Yeah. No one's around.
So things just keep flashing in the ship.
No electricity.
Yeah, I was good. Too high.
Yeah, just a lonely too nugget. High up. Just munching on potatoes and apples.
And you've not come over to help. You've not done anything.
I've not heard from you in years.
Who's dropping
after
off
this
the
podcast?
Potatoes?
Yeah, after this podcast stopped. No, it was. It was
a Hello Fresh.
Someone forgot to cancel a Hello Fresh.
Oh, that's it. That's
yeah, in fact, who is delivering these fucking parcels and they're not going, oh, this guy clearly needs some help?
And they don't see you, they just pop it out.
Outside. They wait outside.
The smell's not getting to them.
You've managed to kind of get a string
how
on
am
the
I
door.
The door.
It takes you most of the day to open the door.
Do you know what? I just wait. Yeah. I'll be there I wouldn't be waiting.
Cat flap.
I've got a cat flap installed.
Do you know what I mean? Look,
install my own cat.
The guy who's delivering it clearly is having a look and thinking, this is a lot. This is not. this is a lot.
Call my mate Tom.
Like, I don't want to.
Call my boy Tom.
How are you going to call him?
I'm not saying. I'm saying that to him.
Call my mate Tom.
Call my mate Tom.
Yeah, he hasn't done that. Sorry.
So he's a dickhead, but he's still delivering me food.
He doesn't realise it's you. Well, no, he thinks it's you, obviously. Look, I'm just saying it's not going to plan. This is obviously not what you had in mind, is it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Still remembered, though.
In that situation, is he the biggest dickhead in your life or your best friend?
He wouldn't be my best friend. He's not my friend.
He's the only person going
to. It doesn't matter.
House.
It's still not my friend. He's not my best friend.
Yeah.
He's just a that I know.
Just
I don't even know him.
Well, do you know what? He sees you. He takes pity on you. And obviously, he takes a few pictures of you.
Sells one line. Where do you think we got the pillow from?
Yeah.
And on that note,
squeezes a bit of mayo into your mouth.
That's over and done with.
Yeah.
That was the episode, guys. I hope you had a good time. I sort of did. Been joined by Ethan.
Thank you, Max. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah,
thank you for all your work, as always.
Ethan,
that's all right.
Always
no
a pleasure
worries.
To see you.
Yeah, you too, Max.
Dave.
Thank you.
Hey.
David Reese.
Thank you.
What a man.
Thank you.
And Ryan Locke.
Ryan.
And Tom Looney.
Nice one, mate. Been a pleasure.
Yeah,
really enjoyed
a pleasure,
it.
Mate.
Really enjoyed it.
And me.
Maximum Smith. Peace out.